today.
Celebrate the day.
I was born ready.
You were born ready. Richie's ready for Tuesday, December.
Oh, wait a minute. This is December.
December.
Tuesday, January.
Last 10th. Year. Whatever.
Okay, don't get too smart there, kiddo. It's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The kiddo is Jennifer Horn. That was here in Los Angeles with me. Rich McFadden in Washington. Weather pretty good. Lots of things.
Weather pretty good. We got an inch of snow yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was 60, and then we got an inch of snow, and now it's going to be 50 today.
Well, see, there you go.
It's weird.
On this day in 1996, it was the third day, remember, like yesterday, third day of the blizzard of 96. The Northeast, in my backyard, we had 4.5 feet of snow. $1 billion in damage.
That's
a lot of people.
More snow than Snooki.
Yeah, right. She's only what? How tall is she?
I don't know, but not 4.5 feet. Probably
not much taller than that, right? Anyway, there were a lot of people who were killed. New York City had the heaviest snowfall until I think last year in 48 years. So the blizzard of '96 now giving way to the blizzard of baloney in 2012, especially from New Hampshire.
My baloney has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me what I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-O-G-N-A.
All right, so whose politicians' names can we insert in there?
Well, this is the thing. Newt Gingrich, on the weekend, started playing off of Mitt Romney's Meet the Press Republican presidential debate, calling on Romney to drop what Gingrich called the pious baloney about working in the private sector. So what he did was baloney then, baloney now has been... again, you got to be sort of in Massachusetts or New Hampshire to get this because that's where these spots have played. There is a baloney meter that is appearing in the ads that Gingrich. I mean, say what you want about Gingrich. He wouldn't be my first choice, but he does have an interesting sense of humor. So, and because he's getting clobbered. Yeah. By Romney. And it's interesting
what
how...
What a difference
guys,
a couple weeks make. I mean,
sure
my goodness, he was such a front
runner. Just his own malfeasance more than anything else. But anyway, so the video reads, baloney then, baloney now. Anytime he gets Romney quotes, and then after it, there's baloney, the baloney meter, baloney then, baloney, and it keeps repeating itself. You probably could find that, Richie. You probably find the audio of that. It's on Gingrich's website. It's also in the spots that he's running. I'm looking at one right now, as a matter of fact, with a picture of Romney from about 20 years ago. And I'll point you in that direction if you can't find it. It's just really interesting. There's a the site, the Gingrich election site, portrays Romney with his hands in the air above a bologna sandwich that fills most of the screen.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. And so that's why it has some value here. Otherwise, there ain't much funny going on. We'll see what happens the next day. Yeah, the system is kind of broken. There are a lot of people who are on the West Coast or in various states around the country who are recoiling this week as they understand Romney, if he takes New Hampshire and South Carolina and Florida, pretty much will have the nomination after four or five states. He'll have the nomination wrapped up. So then what the heck good?
I predict an upset, though. I think Newt's going to take this.
No, he's not going to take it.
Todd Palin just endorsed Newt.
Todd Palin. Oh, is that why he's going to take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Todd. Yeah. I love it.
Big upset in the making.
No, I am totally with you, though, Doug. What drives me nuts is that we don't all have a primary on the same day. It is so not fair. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Especially in California, because we vote in June. So by then, everything's
over. They were making such a big deal a few weeks ago that Newt and Huntsman did not get on the ballot in Virginia, where I am, and somewhere like, I don't know, Idaho or something like that. And I'm like, who cares? It'll be over by then. It's done.
Yep. Doesn't seem quite right or fair. Comments, 800-510-8255 or DougStephan.com. We can bring you over to our Facebook page as well. If you want to comment there, help yourself. Here's another event from this day in history. Howard Hughes spoke to reporters by telephone for the first time in 7 years. Apparently what happened, there was a biography written by a fellow named Clifford Irving. I don't know if you remember this. This is back in 1972. So many of you may. I remember it actually kind of well. He had received, Irving, a $750,000 advance for writing this book. He wrote the book, and then Hughes took the book apart page by page, chapter by chapter, and proved that what Irving had written was baloney, speaking of baloney. and the reason that Irving, who apparently wasn't too smart, thought he could get away with it because nobody ever gets to Howard Hughes, so he'll never say anything. No one will know the difference. So he completely fabricates this book, and then he gets sued by McGraw-Hill, a publishing house. He, in fact, gets charged with fraud and goes to jail and has to pay back McGraw-Hill the $750,000. He just made the whole thing up.
I love it.
How much of that do you think goes on today with biographies?
Tons.
Harder today. You think, really? You think it still goes on?
I think if they try, yeah.
Well,
they get away with it.
They get away with it or not. Yeah, exactly.
Who was that New York Times reporter, what, just 4 or 5 years ago? Basically, his whole career was based on making up or plagiarizing other stories.
Oh,
yep.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
That was just what, 4 years ago, five years ago?
We'll find out. Richie, we'll do a little research. How's that?
We can look right now.
14 past the hour. You do.
I have the internet.
You have the internet. You could view a graduation.
You have the internet?
Yeah.
Cool.
You got electricity? There's light working there? 14 after on Good Day.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip, catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
All right. Let's have a little fun with this. It's 16, 17 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. You know that this program is not about politics. And by the way, it was a 50-50 sort of thing when we added up all of the votes. Thank you for hundreds of people, both on Facebook and the website. We asked the question as to whether or not we could do, or whether we ought to do, some of the main politicians that are running for office this year. And, I'm not enthused about doing it, frankly, so I don't know that we'll do it. But we can have fun every once in a while with some of this stuff, like the baloney meter. This is an audio version, and we can post the video of this up, Richie, as well.
Sure.
I'm not endorsing Gingrich. I'm not endorsing Romney. I'm not endorsing any of these people. But this is truly funny.
They're all waiting for you to make your endorsement, by the way.
I'm sure they are, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ron Paul, is the baloney meter working, Richie?
This for me, politics is not a career. For me, my career was being in business and starting a business and making it successful.
Can we drop a little bit of the pious baloney?
Indeed, Mitt Romney will say anything to hide his record as a Massachusetts moderate. He's been running for office since 1994.
And look, I was an independent during the time of Reagan Bush. I'm not trying to return to Reagan Bush.
But today, Mitt Romney claims he was only running to make a statement.
I never thought I'd get involved in politics. And I happen to have been wise enough to realize I didn't have a ghost of a chance of beating him. This guy, Republican from Massachusetts, was not going to beat Ted Kennedy.
And the baloney meter's at 100%.
I'll be back in 6 months. Don't take my chair.
There's a baloney sandwich in the spot on the screen. Okay, so here's the big question. What's this music?
Look, I was an independent during the time of Reagan Bush. I'm not trying to return to Reagan Bush.
What is that music? 800-510-8255.
Let me tell you, in my view, it is not a good idea to go into a contract like what was organized by the Republican Party in Washington.
Get it? Not the theme from 24 either. It's a well-known.
Go to the pious baloney.
Stop talking over it.
Let people listen. My term as governor and saw that I was a solid conservative. And people have watched me over my term as governor and saw that I was a solid conservative. It's reality. I'm not trying to hide from the fact we raise fees.
Now have as much money as the rest of it. He's using it cleverly here.
And people have watched me over my term as governor and saw that I was a solid conservative.
Can we drop a little bit of the pious baloney?
So, I think the music is the best part of it, actually. 800-510-8255. A swell prize. As a matter of fact, I think we give away some CDs of that new... new Michael Jackson CD that we have some
there
copies
is,
of?
There is, yes, yeah. As a matter of fact.
All right, you want the new Michael Jackson CD that's coming out. Identify, that's not Michael Jackson, by the way. The music has nothing to do with Michael Jackson. Although, well...
Stop.
That's the music. 800-510-8255. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Time for a little late night comedy before we get to the answer of the moment you've been waiting for to figure out what this music is. Help yourself. 800-510-8255. Conan, then Lennon, then Letterman, then your calls.
You know what, Doug?
What, Rich?
I can't find Conan and Letterman.
Really?
Hold on a second.
They're hiding.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to the calls. 800-510-8255. Here's Glenda in Phoenix City. Hi, Glenda. Welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Hi. How are you? I'm fine.
That's good. I'm glad you're fine. You can have this conversation all by yourself. I don't have to say anything.
The song is Pop Goes the Weasel.
Yes.
Ooh,
so what do you think
of
Gingrich's cleverness quotient there in using that behind his baloney meter?
I don't know. I hate to even say it at this point. I really do. I think Gingrich messed up by his thing that he said the other day about giving the blacks a check.
Yeah, that was Santorum who said that.
No, Gingrich said it, too.
Oh, Gingrich said it, too?
They had two different...
He sure did.
Perfect. There you go. That's a good way to win.
Gingrich said they should not ask for welfare. They should ask for checks. Paychecks.
That's right.
Paychecks.
That's right.
But he mentioned blacks. He didn't say...
Yes.
Really? Okay. That's a good way to get completely struck out in this day and age. All right, so Glenda, in the circumstances we find ourselves in, where do you, in your state, vote? Do you know? When is your primary supposed to be held?
I honestly don't know yet.
All right. Well, do you think if the decision is already made, that by the time it gets to you, that you would want to do something to change it? Jennifer suggested that we have a universal voting. The primary ought to be on the same day around the country, don't you think?
I think Jennifer's smart.
Oh, I
all know that. All right, Glenda, hold on just a second. We're going to take good care of you. Appreciate the call. All right, so now we've got our the normal stuff that we do here at this time in this hour is a look at the late night shows. The laugh meter now expends itself on Good Day.
I think we're all in a good mood because Jay-Z and Beyonce had their baby.
Yeah,
isn't that
absolutely
why we're in a good mood? I was like, no, that's not why we were so happy. That's a huge story. Jay-Z and Beyonce, did you hear this? They paid over $1 million to seal off the hospital ward where Beyonce gave birth. Yeah, it seems extreme, but it was the only way to keep out Uncle Kanye.
The door.
Did you hear about their name? A lot of talk about the name they came up with, their daughter. Yeah, Jay-Z and Beyonce named their baby daughter Blue Ivy. Yeah. You know, the couple chose that name because Jay-Z's favorite color is blue, and Beyonce is still high from painkillers. So.
Well, according to Cosmo magazine, women who drink a glass or two of red wine a day are 30% less likely to be overweight. Additionally, women who drink four or more glasses of red wine a day are 30% more likely to host the fourth hour of the Today Show.
How about John Huntsman? I know you're laughing. I can kind of hear the smirk. John Huntsman, surging in New Hampshire. John Huntsman, surging in New Hampshire. And honest to God, if it lasts longer than 4 hours, he better call a doctor. He better call a... It's the Christmas thing in the... Mitt Romney, we're all excited about Mitt Romney over the weekend. He said that he enjoyed firing people. Yeah! Way to connect with the middle class there, Mitt.
Oh, that was taken out of context, as most of that stuff is. And I'm not defending him, but just... he wouldn't necessarily be my favorite, but
is Dave getting into his angry politics
Letterman?
Just not funny.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. Coming up, where is the gayest U.S. city? The most gay friendly.
Where are you today?
28th past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're concerned about taking a cruise because of its threat to marine life, well, you may not be alone. The good news is the industry is trying to find ways to improve its safety record. Whales and other marine life are often too small and move too slowly to be picked up by the cruise ship's sensors. Cruise ships and other vessels rely on reported sightings in order to alter their courses. A few years ago, Holland America implemented a comprehensive avoiding whale strikes program. The program instructs crews on how to identify whale types and spot surface characteristics like blow patterns in order to avoid a strike. Now Costa Cruises is working with the World Wildlife Fund to develop a pilot program on one of its ships, the Costa Pacifica. The program uses a global satellite network, so if there's a whale sighting, the information will show up on a dedicated screen on all the other vessels enabled with the same technology. As for busy shipping routes that see major whale migrations, the Coast Guard is working to put out warnings during periods of high traffic. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Rite Aid wants to be your new pharmacy. Transferring's easy. With your list of medications, call 1-800-RITE-AID, go online at RiteAid.com, or visit any location and we'll do the rest. Every prescription gets you closer to 20% off the whole store, fast, with a free Wellness Plus card. Rite Aid accepts most major plans, including those with Express Scripts coverage, so transfer today. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions paid for in whole or in part by state or federal health care programs, such as Medicare or Medicaid, are not eligible for Wellness Plus points, nor are prescriptions filled in New York or New Jersey. See pharmacist for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Good news, 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. The story from here in California where Jennifer and I are, big headlines today. A group of workers, clerical workers at a school here in California won the lottery for the second time in a year yesterday. Group of...
Yeah, there it is.
So not fair.
What do you think... are the chances of something like that happening when you get right down to it?
Good thing we don't have lightning in California too much, because I'd be scared.
Yeah. Well,
what are they playing? What is, are they playing, like Powerball?
The Cal Lottery. No,
yeah, the California Lottery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a national one, so the odds are better. It's a local.
I can't even get two numbers. I'm getting all of them all the time.
Upon seeing this news yesterday afternoon, I went down down the block from me on the corner of PCH and Entrada. There's a little convenience store and a gas station, Patrick's Roadhouse Restaurant. Many of you who drive up and down the PCH know that restaurant's very famous. I think Arnold made it famous because he used to stop in there all the time, have his breakfast. Anyway, I walked down there and I had just seen this, so I went in and I bought. I needed aluminum for it because I was fixing fish last night, Richie.
Oh.
I didn't have any aluminum foil. So I decided that I would buy a couple of lottery tickets. And I think it's for the next
one. Was there a line out the door?
No.
I would imagine that lottery tickets were, after seeing somebody hit it twice.
Yeah. Not in my neighborhood.
The hot ticket the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. This neighborhood doesn't worry too much about that kind of stuff. But, you know, people passing through or passing by, if you will. I'm not trying to sound like a jerk, but there are not a lot of people here.
Did they look down on you for buying a lot? My God, look at that.
Well, there were no
homeless person there buying a lottery ticket.
I'm guessing that the people who were taking my money, neither did they speak English particularly well, nor do they probably have a card. I'm just guessing. That's a reflection. I'm just guessing. So anyway, that's
no, I meant
one.
The other shoppers.
No, the other show. There were no other people there. Oh. They're all filling their. Let's see. There was. Let me see how good. Let's see if I can do what Poppy Montgomery does, or what's her face, who the television show Unforgettable is modeled after. We had Mary Lou Henner. All right, let's see if I can remember the cars that were at the pumps. It was a white Mercedes, those the new station wagon. I think, what is it, a GS4 something or other?
Whatever.
Yeah. There was a Lexus. There was a Bentley. And there was an old Mercedes station wagon.
That's what I remember.
Really?
About one? Yeah, right. And I happened
That's
to be on the phone.
That you got that.
And, well, I was walking around the. I was on the phone at the time. I was walking around the yard before
that
I went into the store.
Sound like you?
What? Walking around the yard?
On the phone.
On the phone. No, thank you. So, what is the gayest city in the United States? Anybody want to take a shot at this?
Well,
he's going to say
clarify that.
Poke
yeah,
at it,
like the happiest city or
no?
Well, but you also said gayest, and then you said gay friendly.
Well, both the Advocate magazine. Is the big magazine for the gay lifestyle in America. And they have ranked
Take
the
your word on that.
According to...
He found it on the airplane.
Yeah. Actually, no, I just...
Did
I
somebody
have
just
to be...
growl?
Huh?
Did somebody just growl?
That's my microphone.
Oh, it's a good thing. I thought you were turning into a werewolf.
The normal cities that would be included in this, San Francisco, right?
Right, yeah.
Right.
Boston, yes.
Mm-hmm.
New York... Miami, but there are several surprises that have shown up on the list this year. Grand Rapids, those of you
really?
In Grand Rapids.
Okay.
And I don't, this by the way, there's no judgment in any of this. I happen to be, as most of you know, about as open-minded about pretty much everything. And so this is just an interesting find for me. Knoxville, Tennessee is on the list. Little Rock, Arkansas, rated 11 out of 15.
That's kind of shocking.
Yeah,
you wouldn't think about that. Anything
right.
in the South, you just don't think about.
Yep. But none of them are number one. Anybody want to take a shot? And I will tell you right now that the station, there will be people in this community, because we broadcast this show, is on right now in this community. 800-510-8255. What do you think? As Mary wants to, did I just say the thing that was on the list? Mary.
Yes.
What city do you think it is?
I'm guessing San Francisco.
That's too easy. And I don't mean that. I'm not being disrespectful. San Francisco is where you would think the population, the most, it seems to be the most gay-friendly community in the country, but according to this magazine, it is not.
Okay, well, I'll keep listening.
All right, thank you. That's very sweet of you to keep listening. 800-510-8255. The community, what about your community and whether or not there was a rank? Richie, how long ago was it? 4 or 5 years ago, my program was considered to be the most gay-friendly of all the syndicated programs, and it wasn't because it was, it was because of what I didn't do, rather than what I did do. I don't have an open, you know, it isn't a place where we would discuss even the lifestyle very much. But when the discussion is held, these folks, I think it may have been the same magazine, I don't remember because it was 4 or 5 years ago, thought that I handled things in a fair and equitable way because I think I try to do that in essence. I have nothing, and I've said this many times, it wouldn't be my choice, and I've had my problems being around some gay men earlier in my life, but you know what? That isn't because you have a problem.
It's because you're just so darn hot.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer. At any rate, the Williams Institute here at UCLA did a survey of 15,000 households. And they found not only the city that has the most same-sex couples, and that's really what this is sort of, this is, let's see, both men and women, in essence. I'm looking at Little Rock, for example. They had 7 gay or lesbian couples for every 1,000 households. Does that surprise you? Little Rock become very gentrified.
Yeah.
It's a much
yeah.
different city than it used to be.
Bigger city,
it really is. Yeah. All right, so let's see what we have here. A lot of people are interested in this, Richie, it would appear. 800-510. By the way, are you answering the phones? Or what are you doing?
Peter and I are.
Peter and you are together.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. I'll start with Joyce in Cathedral City. Hi, Joyce. How are you today?
Well, Doug, I finally get to talk to you because I just love you so much.
I love you, too. Thank you. It's very nice talking to you.
I love your show, and I've been listening. You save my life all the time.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. See, write that down on my resume.
I've been in the hospital, and I take my phone with me, and you're a part of... Oh, I just adore you, Doug.
Oh, she's sweet.
She's got a crush on you.
I send you a big hug, and I hope you're doing better. Are you feeling all
right? Like, I treat you like my son. And
oh, that's
just marvelous.
That's a good thing.
Can you make him a meatloaf on Sunday, Joyce?
Sure, why not? If I were well and healthy.
Uh-huh.
No.
All right, so what do you think?
Doug, I live in Cathedral City, but it's Palm Springs.
Yeah. Palm Springs is actually not even in the top 20.
It is.
Interestingly enough.
I'm
no.
surprised, because you're not. Right, Joyce.
Yeah. Cathedral City?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who think, no, it's not Palm Springs, not Cathedral City. It's not in California, in fact.
Yeah, these are California, really,
yeah.
More than what we have here.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
But I live amongst them all, and I love them.
Yeah. They're very good for property values, I'll tell you that, as much as anything else.
Well, the houses look great.
Yeah. All right, Joyce, thank you. Be well. Appreciate your call. Send you back lots of love. Here's Ed in Key West, Florida. That is another community where we are, and Key West is on the list, Ed. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, that was my first question. Does size matter?
Don't let anybody lie to you, Ed. Yes, it does.
Anyway, you all have a good morning. You obviously know my answer is Key West.
Yeah, right. On the list, I believe it's 17 on the list. Yep, thank you. Take good care. 800-510-8255.
So which one is Key West? What, where did it rate?
17.
Really?
20. Yeah.
I would have thought it would have been higher.
Provincetown in Massachusetts. Well, nobody's got Provincetown that I see here. Wait a minute. Let's see what Kathleen says. She's in Port Charlotte. Hi, Kathleen. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, good morning.
Morning to you, man.
How
are you?
I also listen to you every morning and love your show.
Aren't you sweet? Thank you.
So my answer is Worcester, Massachusetts.
Now, why in the world would you pick Worcester? I don't. I'm from not far from Worcester. Are you from Worcester originally?
No, my mom and dad were born in Fall River, Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's not far from...
Desi Borden.
Yes, matter of fact. no relation. And then moved to Brooklyn, New York, and then I moved to Florida, and mom followed me to Florida.
Huh. Well, that's not the right answer.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sort of... I'll have to think about that a little bit. I'm not aware of a large gay presence in Worcester, but then, you know, I'm certainly not the guy that knows everything in town. Thank you, Kathleen. Thanks for those nice well wishes. Appreciate it. Have a happy new year. Where are we, Richie? John's in Hibbing, Minnesota. John, what city you think is, according to the Advocate magazine, an advocate for the gay lifestyle, is the number one friendliest city in America to the gay lifestyle?
Dallas, Texas.
Ooh, why would you think of Dallas?
Yeah, I can't imagine Dallas.
There's a whole den of them there.
You what? Say it again?
There's a whole den of them there. There's a whole bunch of them.
A whole den of them.
Wait, a whole den?
Like a club.
Yeah, all right. Larry in Eugene, Oregon, KUGN. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Doug. Eugene, Oregon.
You know, Eugene, as I understand it, has become, as the world changes and the country changes, we become more open to a lot of different things, and that goes for lots of different places in the country that you wouldn't have thought heretofore. And I'm not saying, I think Eugene, by the way, the northwestern part of this country, including Oregon and Wisconsin, Washington State, are much more, if you will, progressive than they used to be. And I take that word to mean more open to different things. Although Eugene is not on the list, I can understand why you would say that having been there. And I think that's probably a good thing. All right, Larry. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, bye-bye. Here's Betty in Fargo, North Dakota. Betty, nice to have you on the program. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine. And you?
I'm well, thank you very much. So what's your... Is this an educated guess, or do you know?
No, I know.
You know. Okay. So what's this?
I think.
Yes.
Salt Lake City?
Yes. Salt Lake City,
Whoa,
Utah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Wow. Now, how did you know that, Betty? What's your, what's the story? How did you come to have that knowledge?
I just heard it, like, earlier, this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It came out.
It's the January edition of Advocate Magazine, yes, right?
Yeah.
So,
we heard it. Well, I don't know what magazine, but that there was a discussion on the radio and I heard it. And
What was the tone of the discussion on the radio that you heard?
It was more, we had a gay bar here close, and it was more like, one of those, and then they got into the discussion.
Really? Was it, it was a local Fargo show then?
No, yes, I'm sorry, I misunderstood your question, I cut up.
I'm just kind of curious as to who the host of the program was.
I honestly don't know, because I was driving, and I tend to listen to the radio like I watch television.
Yeah, I'm not paying much attention. You would make a good gatekeeper for somebody who's trying to get information as to what station you're listening to then, right?
Oh, Lord, no.
What station are you listening to now?
The Flag, 1100.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they care about. They just want to make sure you put down that you're listening to The Flag. Good for you. Yeah, it is Salt Lake City. And did you find it surprising when you heard that, Betty?
Yes, I really did. Mm. I don't know why, but yes.
Yeah.
I thought I was thinking.
You can't even get beer there.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why.
Holy
we were there a few years ago, and I guess oblivion is nice because I don't pay attention, and it just surprised me when I heard. I think maybe that's why I remembered it.
Yeah.
Because,
all right, Richie. We're going to go through the top 10 gayest cities according to the Advocate magazine. All right, Betty, hold on just a second.
Help me again. Is this the cities with the most gay people or the cities that are most accepting of the gay lifestyle?
This would be cities, well, I think they go hand in hand, Richie. If there are people who are living there who are gay, it is because they're accepting, because gay people won't go live someplace where they aren't comfortable. I mean, that just kind of stands to reason. Denver is 15, Long Beach, California, 14, Austin, Texas, 13, Portland, 12, Little Rock, 11. Let's go through the top 10. You want to have the big-voiced announcer help us with this, or shall
sure.
I just go?
Number 10.
The gayest cities is ranked by the Advocate. Number 10 is Grand Rapids.
Number 9.
Atlanta.
Number 8.
Knoxville.
Number 7.
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Number 6.
Ann Arbor.
Number 5.
Seattle.
Number 4.
Fort Lauderdale.
Number 3.
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Number 2.
Orlando.
Number 1.
That really... Now, I don't know whether I'm not... I think some people are surprised by Orlando being number 2, but think about the employers there and who's working. It's an entertainment...
Disney's huge, yeah. Come on.
But Los Angeles... Neither Los Angeles nor San Francisco...
Or New York.
Or New York. Yep.
And they have Broadway.
Pretty...
My gosh.
Give my regards to
Richie. I've heard Den and I've heard Broadway. I've got to get out of here.
Hi, it's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
What's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow crabs.
Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
How can we give back by leading a healthier lifestyle this year? Editor-in-Chief of Women's Day Magazine, Elizabeth Mayhew.
On January 8th, you'll find a special Healthy Essentials coupon booklet in your local newspaper and online at healthyessentials.com with more than $185 in savings on all your favorite products. For every coupon redeemed through January 15th, Johnson & Johnson family of consumer companies will donate one meal to Feeding America, up to 1 million meals.
So what are some of these products?
Splenda has a new essentials line with varieties that include antioxidants, fiber, or B vitamins. Neutrogena's makeup remover cleansing towelettes removes 99% of makeup and leaves no residue behind. Aveeno Positively Radiant Moisturizer multitasks with SPF and a patented total soy complex that transforms tired skin to more radiant skin. Rinse with Listerine for 30 seconds each morning and night and give your smile 24-hour protection. Try the new Band-Aid brand by Cynthia Rally. Comes in 7 different stylish designs. Finally, Johnson's Baby Lotion. It's super gentle to keep baby skin soft.
Check out HealthyEssentials.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The race to be first at the Consumer Electronics Show. A lot of news from there. Shelley Palmer is going to announce some of the things that he has found as this this is an annual event, right? They have it in Las Vegas.
Oh, it's every huge. Yeah.
Started over the weekend and goes pretty much through the week. Doesn't it? And almost
Monday
all week
to Friday.
Yeah, big deal. So everybody showed up on Saturday and Sunday set up. Ever been to a big, really big convention? The biggest convention center in the world is in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And the people who come, there are 30,000 supposedly, I think a number yesterday, so 34,000 people. How does a city, one city, handle all those people that come to town for just one
Vegas
purpose?
Is pretty easy because there's not a hotel.
Vegas,
but,
New Orleans, they can handle this kind of stuff.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, we'll get the story behind the story with Shelley Palmer in just a moment here on Good Day.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Dish Network announced a series of major updates to its product offerings, including satellite broadband internet. The company also showed off a new DVR system called Hopper that can record up to 6 shows at once and hold over 250 hours of high-definition video. In other news, the first 4G LTE Windows phones were unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show. HTC and Nokia are manufacturing a few devices that will run Windows Phone Mango. Go. They'll come out on AT&T later this year. HTC's Titan 2 Windows phone touts an insanely cool 16-megapixel camera. Yep, that's a lot of megapixels. And finally, Intel is launching its biggest ad campaign since 2003 to push what it believes is the future of computing, the Ultrabook. There are 75 Intel-powered Ultrabooks already on the way. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Rite Aid wants to be your new pharmacy. Transferring's easy. With your list of medications, call 1-800-RITE-AID, go online at RiteAid.com, or visit any location and we'll do the rest. Every prescription gets you closer to 20% off the whole store, fast, with a free wellness plus card. Rite Aid accepts most major plans, including those with Express Scripts coverage, so transfer today. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions paid for in whole or in part by state or federal health care programs, such as Medicare or Medicaid, are not eligible for wellness plus points, nor are prescriptions filled in New York or New Jersey. See pharmacist for details.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
So earlier we were talking about Salt Lake City and the Advocate magazine saying it was the gayest friendly city in our country. Here's another story from this past week. Actually, the story took a while for it to float. The story of a Utah woman who used Facebook to get help after she and her son were held hostage for 5 days. Did you see this story?
No.
Yeah.
The police there say the woman was hiding in a closet with a laptop, posting her plea for help on Facebook. She said if she didn't get help, she'd be dead by morning. The police, somebody saw this posting on her Facebook page, called the police, and they went and found her at the home. What did you start to say, Richie?
It was Christmas Day or Christmas Eve.
Is that weekend,
and
I think, yeah.
One of the reasons that somebody made the call to the police is because they thought nobody would be pulling this kind of prank on Christmas Day.
Yeah, right, yeah. Thought of, I mean, there were some nasty things done to her, and under the circumstances, they got the bad guy, so that's good. But just the reason I made it a point to talk about it here is because it was because of her Facebook post that she got rescued. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Iodine.